It's the Agribusiness Report, and our special guest today is Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers, talking all things cotton. First off, World Ag Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski on the latest poultry production and price forecast.
Broiler production down a bit this month based on slaughter pace, and turkey production down 140 million pounds. That heavily reflects bird culls due to HPAI. Poultry prices very strong. We made a sharp increase in our broiler price forecast this month. We raised it 31.5 cents per pound to $1.48 per pound. And that's just reflected in the data that we've been observing and very strong demand and slow production growth in that industry supporting the prices there. Turkey prices also adjusted higher. We raised our turkey price forecast by 4.1 cents per pound. That too also just reflects continued relatively strong demand and tighter supplies.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James and joined today by Mark Brown. Mark is Director of Field Services with Plains Cotton Growers. Mark, as we start our conversation off today, very dry conditions. As a matter of fact, drought continues to just chomp away like Pac-Man on much of the high plains. And I guess there's some optimism because we saw something similar to this last year and finally got a break and got some rain. But man, it's dry, isn't it?
Well, it is very dry out there. It's dry across our entire 42-county growing area. And this drought really has everybody concerned. Certainly, the situation reminds us of years such as 2018, also reminds us of that epic drought of 2011. I just keep trying to hold out hope that our long-term weather forecasters continue to say that later on that we will continue to get more toward a neutral pattern, which would allow for more rainfall occurrences. So I hope certainly that that'll be the case. And we still hold out hope that we may get some rainfall events in here. Like you mentioned, Tony, as you recall back to last year, it was extremely dry last year as well, and it looked like there was not much hope. And then about May 16th, in some locations, it began raining. And then as we got toward the end of May, we had several rainfall occurrences just in time. And so it was a hard push to get things planted by the planting date. But for the most part, that got done last year. And of course, we ended up with not a record crop, but an outstanding crop in general across our 42-county area. So it certainly can happen. We want to be realistic, but yeah, we still want to be optimistic, and we're holding out hope that it will rain. Of course, when it does rain, one thing that is different than last year is that we used all the subsoil moisture up last year with the fall crop, and then most people have not received a significant rain since that time. So we are starting with basically zero subsoil moisture in the dry land areas, and then whatever pre-plant irrigation we've been capable of doing. Some people are able to put some pre-plant moisture in that upper foot or two, and some people just don't have enough quantity of irrigation water to be able to apply that pre-plant. And so they are totally dependent on any rainfall we might get. And then once they finally come down to the last planting date, then they can go ahead and put that seed in the ground and they'll try and water it up from there. So the clock is certainly ticking, and we're getting concerned about the short period of time that we have remaining to get fields ready and get things in the ground. But we're still going to continue to hold out hope here.
Well, and now that's part of the reason I would imagine why we've really seen limited activity as far as field work and preparation. I am seeing some fields that are preparing for planting,
yes.
But overall, that's not the only reason we've seen limited activity, is it?
Well, you know, these winds have been so strong this year. Everyone can attest to the high winds that we've had in recent months. And we know that topsoil is so dry We have seen situations where people might try to cut the stalks and maybe even to run a chisel rig through there. And in a lot of cases, we're seeing the soil really taking a beating on the topsoil. We're seeing a lot of blowing and a lot of erosion in that upper topsoil. And so that's a big concern. I did hear a producer that I thought made a very valid comment. He said that he could not remember when he had done so little in terms of preparation of his fields, and he said that he knows that he needs to be sitting and waiting because he could mess things up if he goes in there with such dry topsoil. But he said that's a very difficult thing to do, is to sit and wait whenever the calendar tells us that we need to have these fields prepared. So, you know, another factor in addition to that is that even though we've got a very handsome price for cotton for this growing season, we also have very high prices on inputs. And that's if you can get the inputs that you need. I keep hearing that a lot of these herbicides that producers typically rely on are extremely limited to non-existent. And so that's going to be another major factor. And whenever we get in there and finally make our field preparations, we hope to be able to do as much as we can correctly so that we only have to do that one time.
Well, you mentioned the calendar, and again, we've got a couple of things that are there. One, the idea of when the optimal planting date is, and that's one that kind of has a little bit of flexibility. But the other side of that is the insurance planting deadline, which this year is going to be extremely important. That varies, though, from region to region, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does vary. And so when we see those counties up in the northern panhandle, when we talk about those, they have a May 31st planting deadline. And I had the question the other day posed, and so I might mention this for your listeners, outside of the business, that they were asking why we had these particular deadlines and why they were set the way that they are. And these deadlines are set by RMA, they're in relation to crop insurance availability on a particular crop, or I should say a crop being insurable. And so these are based on historical information on yield potential, and we know that once we get past a certain date that our yield potential begins to drop pretty precipitously. And so that's certainly a factor. We see a difference in the counties based on how far north they are. Also, the elevation of the county has much play in that, because of course that impacts the number of heat units that are available throughout the season long term. And we're basically going off long term averages on all this, and so we know that that this typically is when we have to have cotton planted in the ground and able to get a decent yield potential. So it's all based on that. And so, again, those northern counties, May 31. Then we have a tier of counties moving kind of diagonally from southwest to northeast. That is June the 5th, which includes Lubbock County. And then you get down south of Lubbock County into Linn County and on south through our production region. And their deadline is June the 10th. Now, we have just a few counties that we work with that are just on the edge of the caprock. And as we fall off the edge of that caprock escarpment, we see a little increase in the number of days that they have until their last planting date. So down off the edge of the caprock, that would either be a June 10th or a June 20th planting deadline. So a lot of variability across our area. It just shows what a large area that we work in and how much variability we can have in the weather. One good thing is that we are now past a strong risk, even though I guess I wouldn't rule it out completely. We are pretty much past the risk of a late freeze, but yet we know these soil temperatures are very dry, and when they're dry, they tend to fluctuate more, especially in the seed zone, and we know how critical the soil temperatures are, so that's something that producers are now watching very closely. As you look on the West Texas Mesonet, our soil temperatures are anywhere from the mid-50s up to the high 60s across most of our area, and so you know, what we would like to see is to go in there and have a soil temperature, a minimum soil temperature of about 65 degrees or at least 60 degrees with a good 5-day forecast, because we do not want to have that seed while it is in the germination stage and trying to imbibe moisture. There's a lot of chemical activity taking place inside of that seed. And a lot of enzymes and the like, and we do not want it to ever fall below 55 degrees for even a few hours, or we can get a chilling injury that we never will recover from for the entire season.
Where could we find all of this in one place?
Well, I appreciate that and the opportunity to tell folks about this website, because we are proud of it, and it is at plainscotton.org, and of course that is the official website for your grower organization, Plains Cotton Growers, and so once again, that's plainscotton.org. Once you go on there, you may be interested in following us on some of the social media platforms, and we've got several to choose from, and so that's a good opportunity. And then the other thing is, all of the people that are ginning through our member gins, which is a vast majority of the gins out here, we would encourage them to be enrolled in our weekly newsletter mailing list. And so that's easy to do. If you're not currently getting our weekly newsletter, which typically comes out on Fridays, it's called Cotton News. And we'd encourage you to call our office or email one of us, and we'll be sure to get you listed on our current email list. And we feel that Cotton Newsletter provides a wealth of information during the growing season. It'll provide current situation week to week, and you can follow this 2022 cotton crop through the remainder of the growing season.
And again, that website, easy to find, plainscotton.org. Mark Brown is Director of Field Services with Plains Cotton Growers on today's Agribusiness Report.
The formula for success is a simple one. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why cotton growers looking to improve yield potential plant Delta Pine brand cotton, featuring 100 years of proven yield potential and exclusive genetics in every bag. Strong is a legacy all its own. Protect yours with strong cotton from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Did you know that the world-famous Café Du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like a Café Du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today, Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers.
Market opportunities, input costs, and drought will all be discussed at the 2022 Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 26th and 27th. Get your tickets now. Seating is limited for this powerful event, including special keynote speaker, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Call 806-323-9114. That's 806-323-9114 to reserve your seats today. Seating is limited.
Cotton growers, take out yield-robbing nematodes with an in-furrow application of Averland FC from Vive Crop Protection. A cost-effective solution, Averland FC fights early season nematodes for healthier seedlings and stronger plant stands. Averland FC is the only abamectin product registered in furrow for nematodes in cotton, and it's compatible with other crop inputs. To learn more, talk to your retailer or visit vivecrop.com. Averland FC is a restricted-use product. Read and follow label instructions.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Follow Plains Cotton Growers online, plainscotton.org, plainscotton.org.
At Golden Harvest, our best skill is knowing how to listen. From our Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to our expert insights housed in the Illuminate Digital Agronomy platform, everything we offer is an answer to what we've heard from you. This is how we listen.
Copyright 2021 Syngenta. The trademarks or service marks used herein are the property of a Syngenta Group company. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Production forecasts for U.S. beef are up in April, according to USDA's latest outlook.
We raised our beef production forecast by 140 million pounds to 27.7 billion pounds. That's up 140 million.
And World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski says this reflects
severe drought conditions, especially in the U.S. plains, undermining pasture conditions. And so a lot of the cattle are getting pulled into feedlots early, and also cow slaughter is high. So we're seeing that reflected in higher beef production right now.
However, longer term,
supplies are likely to tighten because we're really just pulling those cattle forward, slaughtering them now, and that's what's raising the beef supplies.
Turning to steer prices,
small upward revision in our steer price forecast, up 6 cents, 100 weight, some offsets there, lower first quarter prices, but strengthening prices later in the year, fourth quarter especially.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.